Where'd you see this invading host? Demanded Frank again.
Back over the hills, back yonder, by the water. They're as thick as sands upon the shore.
And there's no hope for us. That's a good many men, sir. What's your name?
Tom Hapgood, sir, but I don't see what that's to you.
Well, Master Hapgood, since you've seen the enemy, your information may be needed right over yonder in that little stone house. That is General Putnam's headquarters, and General Washington may be there, too.
The big rebel Washington?
Yes, sir. You've been with the Tories, I see. Perhaps you're a young Tory yourself.
I'm Master Noah Hapgood's son, and he hasn't a drop of Tory blood in his veins. But where is General Washington? I should like to get a good look at him.
Go over to the little stone house, then, and report.
Master Hapgood gathered up his reins, was about to proceed when a paper fluttered to the ground from the rider's bosom.
"Hand that up here," cried the boy, as Frank stooped to pick up the paper. "Don't you open it, sir."
But the inquisitive young Continental had already done so, and a glance showed him that it was a pass from General Howe.
"You're a young spy, Master Hapgood," exclaimed Frank, "and you will go with me to General Putnam."